Chatbot Door AI. Title: Should the West Keep Arming Ukraine or Push for Peace? Introduction.
Welcome to today's podcast, where we will discuss a topical issue that has sparked debates and disagreements within the international community, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Specifically, we will explore whether the West should continue to provide military support to Ukraine or focus on diplomatic efforts to achieve peace. The situation in Ukraine has generated global concern, and various perspectives exist regarding the most effective means to address it. Let us now delve into the arguments for and against arming Ukraine versus actively pushing for a peaceful resolution.
Body.
1. Arguments in favor of arming Ukraine.
The proponents of providing military aid to Ukraine argue that arming them is crucial in defending their territorial integrity against Russian aggression. Ukraine has been facing continuous acts of aggression from Russia since the annexation of Crimea in 2014. Arming Ukraine might act as a deterrent, discouraging further Russian incursions and preventing the complete erosion of Ukraine's sovereignty. Additionally, military aid can help Ukraine's forces in gaining leverage during negotiations, giving them a stronger position to negotiate a peaceful settlement. 2. The effectiveness of military aid.
While supporters of arming Ukraine emphasize its potential benefits, critics point out the limitations and risks associated with such a strategy. They argue that further militarization of the conflict may escalate tensions and lead to an arms race, resulting in more casualties and regional instability. Moreover, there are concerns that arming Ukraine may provoke Russia to increase its military support to separatist groups, exacerbating the conflict further. Critics argue that instead of fueling the conflict with more weapons, it is essential to explore peaceful diplomatic approaches.
3. Importance of diplomacy and negotiations. Advocates for peace argue that a long-lasting solution can only be achieved through diplomatic means. They assert that continuing to arm Ukraine will perpetuate the cycle of violence, making a breakthrough towards peace even more challenging. Diplomatic negotiations, involving all relevant parties, offer the best chance for achieving a sustainable resolution to the conflict. By engaging in dialogue and negotiations, the West can leverage its influence to address the root causes of the crisis, promote dialogue between Russia and Ukraine, and work towards a peaceful coexistence. 4. Risks of diplomatic strategies.
On the other hand, critics of diplomatic strategies contend that relying solely on peace negotiations might not yield tangible results. They argue that Russia has shown little inclination to engage in meaningful dialogue and has continuously violated ceasefires and agreements. Critics worry that diplomatic efforts might be perceived as appeasement, potentially emboldening Russia to further destabilize the region. They advocate for a more assertive stance, including maintaining economic sanctions, to pressure Russia into respecting Ukraine's territorial integrity. Conclusion.
The question of whether the West should continue arming Ukraine or push for peace is a complex issue with valid arguments on both sides. Arming Ukraine may serve as a means of defense and leverage during negotiations, but it also carries risks of escalation and further instability. Diplomatic efforts, on the other hand, emphasize the importance of dialogue and negotiation to achieve a long-lasting solution. Ultimately, a balanced approach may be necessary, combining strategic military aid with robust diplomacy, to address the conflict in Ukraine effectively. The international community must navigate these competing strategies and seek solutions that prioritize the best interests of Ukraine and the broader region.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.